Researchers have confirmed that the Henry Mountains of southern Utah are home to a rare genetically pure bison herd. The team included Utah State University scientists who analyzed tissue samples from the bison. Dr. Johann Dutois, professor of ecology and large mammal conservation at USU, took part in the research. He says that the herd is even more unique than other populations of bison that have not interbred with cattle.
We've got a very, very special case in that the Henry Mountains bison is actually, in fact, the only population of bison in existence, which is now both genetically pure and is free of the disease brucellosis and is free ranging on public land, commingling with cattle, and is legally hunted. And so we have this very unique population, which is, you know, one of a kind. It's a large credit to the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, the Bureau of Land Management, and the local Henry Mountains Grazing Association that over the years they've worked together to conserve this resource.
Dustin Ranglack, now at Montana State University, is the lead author of the study and says that the herd could have an impact on future bison conservation.
Now we only have 500,000 bison, but of those, only 20,000 are what we would consider to be wild bison. Now we have a third herd of free-ranging bison that is disease-free and doesn't show any introgression of the cattle genes. That actually makes the Henry Mountains bison, in a way, almost even more valuable than Yellowstone. Because of that, they can represent a really important source for potential reintroduction projects that are trying to restore bison to a large portion of their native range.
The Henry Mountains herd was transferred from Yellowstone National Park in the 1940s. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.